I'm Cheryl Corley, sitting in for Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a U.S. senator, town hall meetings, virtual style. But first, our weekly series, Dispatches, where we check in with correspondents from across the globe. And today we're talking to Lynn Walker, Mexico City Bureau Chief for Copley News Services. Immigration from Mexico has been one of the dominating headlines for years, especially the controversy over border crossings. Typically, the issue is over who and what is coming into the United States. But now the focus is reversed. Migrant workers who hope to find opportunities in the United States are taking serious health problems back home. Many migrants are infected with the HIV virus, and it's spreading across many parts of Mexico least equipped to handle it. Well, joining us to talk about this is Lynn Walker with the Copley News Service. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, how serious a problem is this, first of all, where you have migrant workers coming to the U.S. to work and then going back home and ending up with HIV?
Well, the problem is of growing concern for both Mexico and the United States. Researchers, particularly working on a program out of the University of California, found that migrants engage in a lot of high-risk behavior.
Let me just interrupt you just for a second, because when you say high-risk behaviors, are we mostly talking sex or drugs as well, or what exactly?
Well, we're talking sex with a number of partners and also some drug use, and then injections of substances which we wouldn't think so much about in the United States. There is a cultural practice in Mexico where people who feel bad will go to a practitioner and get an injection of vitamins or perhaps antibiotics.
Huh.
And while that is not a particularly risky procedure in Mexico because needles can be bought at the pharmacy without a prescription, in the United States, of course, they cannot. So what researchers found at the University of California is that there may be multiple needle use for these kind of injections, which, of course, would also be a high-risk behavior, although unknown to the person receiving the injection.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking mostly about men, I'm assuming.
Mostly about men, although to some extent about women, but yes, mostly about migrant men.
And so what happens when they come back home then?
Well, many people arrive without realizing they've been infected. Others come home when they're very ill. But in the cases of those who don't realize they've been infected or aren't sure, they might, again, begin their normal life in Mexico with their spouse. Sometimes a wife will get pregnant. And in some cases, although rare at this point, a baby would be born with HIV.
Hmm. So, Lynn, what areas in Mexico are being affected by this, and how many people are we talking about?
Well, primarily the areas affected are Mexico City and some of the rural areas where migrants leave their villages and go to the United States in search of work. The National Center for the Prevention of AIDS estimates that about 200,000 people in Mexico are infected with HIV.
So what's the Mexican government then doing about this? You say the concern has been growing. Is there any type of information about this happening, any thing being done to prevent the spread or just to inform people about the problem?
The Mexican government is opening 52 centers across the country where people can go in. They're confidential, private consultations, people who think they might have been infected with some sort of sexually transmitted disease, including HIV. And they are counseling people, of course, doing blood screening. And for those people who are infected with a disease, they start treatment. And for those who are not, they give them a lot of counseling about prevention. Now, one of the main, obviously, efforts would be condoms. The Mexican government says it handed out through its federal and state programs about 30 million condoms last year, plan to hand out a similar number this year.
Is there much discussion about HIV and AIDS in Mexico and precautions that can be taken? And are there any cultural taboos that make this discussion just much more difficult?
Well, there is a reluctance in Mexico, as there probably is in many countries, to use condoms. And what this study by the University of California researchers, which, by the way, was done in conjunction with Mexican researchers, so the study was done on both sides, both in California and in Mexico, and what they found was that particularly when men have sex with female partners, there's a very low usage rate of condoms. The other interesting thing is that the study found that when migrants get to the United States, they become more informed about the issues surrounding HIV and about condom use. That's the good news. The bad news is they also engage in more high-risk behaviors. And so they learn more, they're more informed in the U.S., but they engage in these more high-risk behaviors. Now, when they come home, if they believe they've had some sort of contact which could put them at risk of a disease, the problem is this. If they have a wife and they want to use a condom, the concern is my wife will ask me, hey, why are you starting this now? You know, who were you with? Why are you concerned?
Absolutely.
You know,
uh-huh.
We've never, had this kind of issue between us before. So in other words, there would be a reluctance to do that.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Lynn Walker. She is the Mexico City Bureau Chief for Copley News Service, and we're talking about HIV and AIDS. And I was just wondering, how do people of Mexico feel about this?
I don't think it's a very widely known fact. It's not something that I have heard talked about very much. You know, of course, there's a lot of talk about immigration to the United States, but this part of the immigration picture has not come up in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this will affect the number of people who migrate from Mexico to the United States?
No, no. I think the migration will continue. Nonetheless, hopefully what would be affected is people's awareness of the potential for being infected and their willingness to protect themselves against that.
Mm-hmm. So what else is going on in Mexico that we need to know?
There are a couple of things that have just come up in the last few days. One, the Mexico City prison system last week began allowing gay conjugal visits. And that was based on a recommendation by the nation's Human Rights Commission. Mexican prisons traditionally have allowed conjugal visits between an inmate and their partner. In the past, those have been heterosexual visits. This is the first time that a conjugal visit has been permitted.
And what did the government or the prison system say? Why are they allowing this to happen now?
Well, they said that they feel like it's an important step in terms of non-discrimination, in terms of sexual preference.
I think that that's an amazing thing for Mexico to do.
It is, and it follows. This year, the city's government has taken a series of unprecedented measures in terms of social issues like abortion and gay civil unions. Now abortion is legal in Mexico City and during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. And also, gay civil unions are recognized legally in Mexico City of March of this year.
As of March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask you one last thing about the conjugal visits in the prisons. I was wondering if authorities there were distributing condoms in the prison. Is that a common practice?
I don't think it's a common practice, and I don't know if they've made that decision in this case. But obviously that would be an issue and would be, a highly recommendable action on the part of the city government.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lynn Walker is the Mexico City Bureau Chief for Copley News Service, and she joined us from her office in Mexico City.